When I was a kid, I had an Atari 2600, and I would safe to say that many children of my generation also had an Atari 2600, and they've made retro versions of it now that have games, lots of games built into it. But the original Atari 2600, of course, had cartridges, and it's the Nintendo and other things also had cartridges, and they're essentially plastic and circuit boards. It's when you get right down to it, that's all a cartridge is. And there's a rumor that has persisted throughout the industry for the last 30 years or so, that the game E.T., which is based on the movie that came out in I think 1983, the rumor was that the game didn't do very well, and Atari made so many of these cartridges that they basically buried them in a landfill somewhere in New Mexico, and there are different accounts as to whether that's true or not, and so some studio has secured the rights and gotten permission to basically dig up this landfill to verify if this story is true or not. Were there all these different E.T. cartridges buried? And let's face it, plastic, I think, has a decomposition time of 10 centuries or something, right? Some crazy amount of time. And so, the circuit boards probably have a similar order of magnitude in terms of decomposition. So it's very likely that if these cartridges do exist, we'll see bits and pieces of that. It's going to be an interesting archaeological dig. Now, as to the popularity of the E.T. game, I actually liked it as a kid. And what you were was you were the alien running around trying to gather the pieces of your the thing to phone home, and meanwhile avoid the bad guys that look like little spies running around. So it was for 10 or 11 years old and the state of the art in 1983, it was an okay game. I mean, I've definitely played worse games growing up. So I think it'll be interesting to see on Saturday, because this is going to happen on Saturday, and they're going to, it's probably going to be all over the internet, because there are, there's a generation or two of people who are very interested in just, this thing that has persisted in the video game industry for three decades now, this rumor. And so we'll find out for sure, and we still may never know, but this will be fun for archaeological purposes, and of course it also makes me think, in 10 centuries from now, right, who knows what's going to happen in 10 centuries, but or 100 centuries, when people dig up the remains from this current time, I wonder what they're going to find. How many of the things that we made today will be artifacts of tomorrow? And so I guess that'll all happen, long after we're all dead and buried, and our many of our ancestors dead and buried as well, or their ancestors and offspring and whatnot. So I think it's it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, what does plastic look like after 30 years? Assuming that that's what's there, who knows what's there? But I think it'll be. I'm definitely going to be following this story. I guess it was a buried part of my youth, as it were.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.